Chinese authorities have imposed their most severe lockdown in almost a year. 13 million people living in the northern city of Xi'an have been ordered to stay home from midnight on Thursday. Only one member of each household is allowed out to get food every 2 days, and only certified essential workers can head out for work. The measures prompted crowds to rush to grocery stores and markets earlier this week. More than 200 cases have been reported in the city since the beginning of the month. The outbreak of the Delta variant began with just 9 people and quickly spread.
The trajectories of the 9 cases were complex, involving transportation services and public places, including hospitals, commercial complexes, restaurants and schools.
Hundreds of thousands of tourists flocked to Xi'an, a former capital and historic hub, to see the Terracotta Warriors every year. Now, almost all transport in and out of the area has been cancelled. Residents must apply for special permission to leave the city. Authorities are currently conducting their third round of mass testing.
So far, no cases of the Omicron variant have been locally transmitted in China, but officials here are on high alert. The Beijing Winter Olympics opens in February, and Chinese leaders have promised a safe and secure games where spectators will be able to attend.
Overseas spectators, however, won't be attending. China has maintained its zero-tolerance approach to the virus, and borders have been closed since March last year.
During the Winter Olympics, there will be a large number of Olympic-affiliated individuals from different countries and regions coming to China. There is a high possibility that a certain number of COVID-19 positive cases will arise.
More than 80% of the country's population have received 2 doses of coronavirus vaccines. Officials are now encouraging people to get a third shot. But some studies have found that Chinese vaccines have lower efficacy and protection rates against the Omicron strain. Beijing has not approved the use of some other vaccines, such as Pfizer or AstraZeneca. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.